Hey everyone, Dylan Brooks here, your daily dose of calm and confidence. And let's face it, life can sometimes feel like a roller coaster ride. We get thrown curveballs, we stumble, we make mistakes. The key is not to beat ourselves up over it. Today, we're diving deep into something incredibly powerful, cultivating self-compassion and empathy. Because guess what? We deserve a little kindness, both from ourselves and others. Ever felt that pang of guilt after messing things up, or that wave of criticism washing over you? Yeah, I've been there, trust me. But what if we flipped the script? What if instead of piling on the pressure, we treated ourselves with the same understanding and kindness we'd offer a dear friend? That's exactly what self-compassion is all about. Recognizing our shared humanity, embracing our imperfections, and extending a gentle hand to ourselves during those tough times. Think of it like this. You wouldn't berate a friend for tripping and falling, right? You'd probably offer a helping hand and a reassuring word. Why not extend that same level of compassion to yourself? So, how do we actually cultivate this magic ingredient in our lives? Well, let me break it down for you. First up, practice mindfulness. Take a moment each day to simply observe your thoughts and feelings without judgment. Notice the tightness in your chest when stress kicks in or that wave of sadness washing over you. Acknowledge these emotions without getting swept away by them. Think of it like watching clouds drift by, they come and go, but you're not defined by them. Next, engage in self-care. This isn't just about bubble baths and face masks, though those are definitely nice. It's about nourishing your mind, body, and soul. Read a good book, get some fresh air, listen to your favorite music, or spend time with loved ones. Whatever brings you joy and helps you recharge, make it a priority. Third, challenge negative self-talk. We all have that inner critic whispering doubts and fears in our ears. But here is the thing. Those voices don't always have our best interests at heart. When you catch yourself thinking negatively, ask yourself, would I say this to a friend? Probably not. So, why are we so harsh on ourselves? Start replacing those negative thoughts with positive affirmations and reminders of your strengths and accomplishments. Now, let's talk about empathy. It's the ability to understand and share the feelings of others. Think about that time you were going through a tough situation. How did it feel knowing someone cared and understood what you were going through? That's the power of empathy. We can cultivate empathy by actively listening to others, trying to see things from their perspective, and offering support without judgment. Remember, everyone is battling their own demons, so let's be kind, compassionate, and understanding. Okay, picture this. You're in a meeting, feeling overwhelmed and stressed because of a looming deadline. Suddenly, your colleague shares their struggles with a personal issue, completely throwing you off balance. Here's where self-compassion and empathy come into play. Instead of letting the pressure build and adding to your own stress, take a deep breath, acknowledge their situation with genuine concern, and offer words of support. This not only helps your colleague, but also reminds you that it's okay to feel overwhelmed sometimes, and offering kindness can create a more positive environment for everyone. So, what's the takeaway here? Cultivating self-compassion and empathy is not just about feeling good. It's about transforming our lives and creating a kinder, more supportive world around us. By treating ourselves with understanding and extending that same compassion to others, we can navigate life's challenges with grace and resilience. Remember, you are worthy of love, kindness, and support, just as everyone else is. So go out there. Practice self-compassion, embrace empathy, and create a ripple effect of positivity in the world. And don't forget to share this episode with someone who could use a little dose of calm and confidence today. We'll be back tomorrow with another dose of wisdom and inspiration. Until then, keep shining bright.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.